This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I was just talking to one of the crew members, and he pointed out he went and saw Endgame. No, not the film I made 11 years ago about a planetary extinction program. I know this is a universal extinction program movie. I've read the synopsis of it. But Matt was saying that full-grown men were crying. Yeah, the last time I went and saw an Avengers movie, I forget the name of it, it was like 3 years ago, and it cut to like what looked like video game battles. It was kind of like the first Hobbit was pretty good, the new one, and then by the Five Armies one, it was like video game. Like they got so cheap, like they had live-action video game people fighting, and they got so cheap with the CG. So the last Avengers movie I watched, because, you know, they've had some of those Marvel movies where they actually have characters that are pretty good. Usually when they make the first one, it's good. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, even though it's got the pro-pedophilia director, was a pretty entertaining film, developed the characters, had some funny things, was pretty decent. And you go see the next one, it gets worse. But the one I saw with the Avengers was where somehow, like, part of the planet's getting lifted up in Russia and it's going to kill everybody in the city and they're all having this battle. And it was just unwatchable. It's like Fast and Furious 7 was the one I saw. First Fast and Furious was pretty good. It was about people racing cars. Fast and Furious, I think it was 7, they drive cars down a mountain for 30 minutes running into boulders and jumping off cliffs, and none of their tires blow out. I mean, the Dukes of Hazzard, they'd have a stuntman. People, by the way, died in some of those stunts. Famous stuntmen would die in stunts. Jumping over rivers with the General Lee, man, that's a real car jumping over, and they would destroy the car when it went across. But, I mean, you go see, like, and I understand, like, it's fantasy, but it's crazy. And the public seems to like things that are totally fantasy land. So the thing that Matt was saying earlier is that the new gods for America and the world are Thor. So I guess we have the Norse gods back, and, you know, he's kind of the good god versus the bad god Thanos. And so we go back to all this, and then meanwhile, there's people that have taken on the archetype of Satan, and they want to come into school, and they want to talk to your kids without your consent, and they want to talk about how worthless babies are and how let's just kill them. Oh, but there's no God, there's no energy, and these people look like they had their souls sucked out. You ever seen like a little dead fish laying in the sun that's already had like ants eat all the flesh off of it, and it's just kind of scales and a rotten eyeball? And you're like, the people ushering me to my table for dinner look like they had their soul ripped out their hind end? I don't think I want to be a part of this religion. I like the one that when you actually follow it, you get giant and glistening buildings, beautiful architecture, life extension technology, beautiful families, wonderful children, gorgeous art, just incredible systems. I don't worship ugliness. But that's what these people do. And they always want to make it uglier and uglier and uglier and uglier because they're ugly at a spiritual level, and they want to project their hate of themselves onto you. And they want to make their behavior more and more outrageous, like serial killers do, so they get caught, so you stop them. They want you to stop them. And we are. Don't worry. Because God's going to stop them. But I want to explain. The soullessness of the left-hand path Democrats, the lowest of the low, needed to see the twisted, ugly hunchback beyond sub-minion glorified in a ridiculous film to believe that they're powerful, to be sucked in by the real Satanist, to be sucked dry even further, and then exploited against the youth. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Dun, dun. Okay, we're into the second hour, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody and their dog is talking about Donald John Trump's tax returns. Now, why have they been obsessed with that? Because they know full well that Trump's been quite public about this since the mid-1990s, that many times when you do a big expansion of real estate, and especially if you expand those developments of hotels and golf courses and living spaces, condos, that if a market goes down for a while, it could take a decade until you stop losing money. That's why during boom times, you always see all the buildings start going up. And when you're not in the boom time, you don't see that. That's why suddenly in a city, you might see 5 cranes, 10 cranes, 20 cranes, a big Manhattan, 50 cranes. But when you're in a recession, you don't see any cranes unless it's a repair crane, because you better not start construction during that because you don't know when you're going to come out of it. So people go get loans, and then they build, and then until the company starts making money, you don't pay taxes. Now, I never did stuff like that with our little operation, because we just have InfoWars. We just have Free Speech Systems, and so it's one company. But the way everybody else does it is they make a film, they make a corporation, say if you're a filmmaker like I am, and then if that film loses money, they just write that corporation off. I just make a film, and then it's just part of the overall operation because we see it as a loss anyways because it's just meant to get the information out. That's a different philosophy. But if you're in real estate, it's all about leveraging debt. It's all about going sometimes 5-10 years not making a profit and then making huge profits after that, but then leveraging that again into new projects that go into debt so you don't pay the taxes. You hear about General Electric and Microsoft and Apple paying zero tax. They manipulate all that as well. They're offshore. And they don't really build much infrastructure here. Trump builds service infrastructure. So years ago on The Apprentice, have the clip right here, Trump came out and talked about losing billions in the very period that they're now talking about. This is Trump, talks about losing billions in the 1990s.
New York, my city, where the wheels of the global economy never stop turning. A concrete metropolis of unparalleled strength and purpose that drives the business world. Manhattan is a tough place. This island is the real jungle. If you're not careful, it can chew you up and spit you out. But if you work hard, you can really hit it big. And I mean really big.
My name's Donald Trump, and I'm the largest real estate developer in New York. I own buildings all over the place, model agencies, the Miss Universe pageant, jetliners, golf courses, casinos, and private resorts like Mar-a-Lago, one of the most spectacular estates anywhere in the world. But it wasn't always so easy. About 13 years ago, I was seriously in trouble. I was billions of dollars in debt. But I fought back, and I won big league. I used my brain. I used my negotiating skills, and I worked it all out. Now my company's bigger than it ever was. It's stronger than it ever was, and I'm having more fun than I ever had.
So the Democrats know all this about Trump, and they know that, if anything, Trump's not being disingenuous here, because I've read some of his books, and I've read some of Kiyosaki's books he wrote with him. When you're doing real estate on this grand scale and building all these buildings, you better, again, they're each in their own corporation. So the ones that are losing money until they make money are losing money, and the ones that are making money, yeah, then you leverage into something else. Because if you were paying off what you really made as one company, well, then things that failed could bring you down. Or things that succeeded, even though you had things that were failing, would have to pay for the things that were failing. See how that works? But then once the companies become profitable, then you pay the taxes. Why should you pay taxes on a building that you just built a few years before, that you owe hundreds of millions of dollars on, that you just finally filled up with tenants? No, it takes time to do that. Anybody knows that about an operation. I put into InfoWars and what we've done in 24 years, conservatively, I've done the math before. It's about a year ago. But we've put over $200 million into this operation. Oh, yeah, probably 30-something million in bandwidth and web hosting. I mean, it costs money to make money, but my mission is not to make money. It's nothing wrong with making money, but I'm trying to change the world and get a message out. So, again, I fly coach a lot of the time. Plus, I can get a good deal because I want to put the money back into the operation. Yeah, I live in a nice four-bedroom house. I got a swimming pool. I got a decent $60,000 car, but that's not my God. Now, Trump's got a brand of this flamboyant, you fake it till you make it type stuff where folks want to go and feel like they're in a glitzy place. That's great. It's marketing. His airplanes, his helicopters, all of it. Makes perfect sense. He's a glitzy guy, beautiful, wife. Makes sense. That's not what I'm doing. I am in the trenches building an operation, but I know how businesses work. If you die, like his dad would have, with 30-something big buildings and golf courses and stuff, the government would have taken half of it. So you're absolutely right that Fred Wolf, from the time his son was born and his daughters and his other son, was putting money into the company in their name. They didn't get it until he died. But of course he was doing that. That's what you do. I put money in my children's accounts, not a lot compared to those guys, but money so they can have college or medical stuff in the future, something happens to me. This is how business is done. This is totally standard. And I'm not defending Trump over this. I'm defending reality. But you just heard him say, I almost went under in the early 1990s. He didn't just leverage things. He didn't just write off stuff where he was losing. Because of some casinos and things, he did almost lose it. So, again, the idea is he's not a successful businessman. Of course there's people like Zuckerberg worth $76 billion off a big pump-and-dunk Bilderberg surveillance scam thing. And, of course, you got Apple with all its slave factories in China, trillion-dollar company, and hundreds of billions for its owners. Trump has made his money off golf courses and hotels and condos and casinos and restaurants and stuff like that. And he hires a lot of people. I see that as pretty moral compared to the globalists. Trump doesn't own any slave factories. But it's how they try to deceive you. They keep telling you for years, when we get his tax returns from these years, we're going to show you that he's a big loser. Okay, well, Trump came back. And he ran for the first time ever for office and won and beat you. The whole deep state, the whole corporate media, Silicon Valley, pledging to deliver it all to Hillary. So does that make me like Trump more or less? It makes me like him more. Don't you like me more because I've been fighting so hard not giving up? I like you more because I know what you go through supporting us and supporting America. We're fighters. We're not giving in to all this crap. But the idea that Trump's hiding something or he's a scammer or all this. They get the rest of his tax returns. They're going to harass everybody he's in business with, everybody he's got contracts with. Believe me, I've been experiencing it in my own life. That's what these mafia people do, is they persecute, they harass, they threaten, they bully. So let me tell you why Trump's trying to keep his tax returns secret. He has to put in, as he said, hundreds and hundreds of tax returns every year on each business, each company, each operation. That's how all the other companies operate. In Hollywood, every new movie, production houses, so it has all those different cards at the front, or all the different companies, people involved, it's all divided up. All the liabilities divided up because of all the lawyers and lawsuits. And so they get his tax returns. In the modern time, they're going to use it as a bombing run, as a targeting operation. To know who to hit, to know who to harass. Do you know the level of harassment Trump associates get? Believe me, I'm seen as a Trump associate. It's been intense. But it just makes me know I'm right about these crooks. They got to be defeated. All right, we're going to come back. I've got more on this. I'm going to shift gears, this portable missing girl in Houston. I'm going to get into the latest on Brennan and others caught spying and lying to Congress. There's so much coming up today. Stay with us. Spread the links.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Segment, then I'm going to get into all the other news. Again, I know our audience is mainly nationalistic, conservative, free market, and right from hardworking, red-blooded, blue-collar folks that keep this country going, right up to some of the richest people in the country that are patriots. There's not a lot of the ultra-rich that are patriots because most of them got it through the system. But Trump's somebody that made it actually through services. Trump's tax returns are amongst the most voluminous and complex in the world because real estate tax returns are the most complex because each property is its own entity, whether it's having a profit or a loss, and you never want to mix them all in together for liability and for so many reasons. So I already laid all that out, and anybody that knows basic business knows this. Most of our listeners are going, yes, and next you're going to tell us how to tie our shoelaces. Remember, the broadcast is not just for our listeners. You know more than I do, most of you. It's your job to get this feed out to the average leftist that actually believes socialism works and believes they're going to get free health care, free living wage, free education, free housing, free. So they're running around saying Trump is this idiot. He lost $1 billion from 1985 to 1991. Yeah, he lost $1 billion because of new construction. He started up and he had some casino problems, but he made it back. But again, that's the deception here, that Trump's a loser. He didn't want to win. He's a grifter. He's a scammer. That was the headline on CNN this morning. Trump has his emperor's new clothes moment. You know the emperor's new clothes parable, where these scammers come to town and they say only nobles can see this gold and the silk that we spin. And so they spin this beautiful jacket. And they have this woman with them that acts like a con artist and says, oh, it's so beautiful. The king can't see it. The emperor can't see it. So the emperor thinks, well, I better say I see it or they'll think I'm not the emperor. Well, finally, he's completely butt naked at a parade except for underwear. He's given them half the wealth of the kingdom to spin the secret silk. And a three-year-old steps forward and laughs and says, look, the king has no clothes. The emperor has no clothes. So it's called the emperor has no clothes, or the emperor's new clothes is the original old fable name. Heck, look that up. Is that old English or old French? I think it's like 500 years old. Let's look up the providence of the emperor's new clothes. So they're saying Trump has no clothes. Really, I thought the private Federal Reserve being set up in 1913, 106 years ago, being private run for profit, I thought it had no clothes. It's Danish author Hans Christian Andersen. I guess the guy that gave us the Little Mermaid. So there you go. It's only a couple hundred years old. But a lot of his stuff was based on parables that were already out there. But whatever, I'm wrong. I like to fact check stuff. I'm going from memory here. But it's an old parable. I'm not just defending Trump. I'm defending reality. Trump's delivered on a lot of what he said he'd do. The globalists have delivered on almost nothing. And they just continue to sit there and say, there is no border. There is no caravan. There is no crisis. And they say that for a year. And then when that doesn't work, they go, oh, my gosh, it's the worst crisis we've ever seen. And it's Donald John Trump's fault. Then they've got the other emperor's new clothes, that Donald Trump said all Mexicans are criminals. Never said anything like that. Or that Alex Jones is a white supremacist. I have a stack of articles here today in the London Guardian and all over the world saying Alex Jones is a white supremacist. And Nigel Farage, leading his new Brexit party that's already bigger than UKIP, is now a white supremacist because he hangs out with Alex Jones. It's just total fraud. They should be so discredited by this. And a word to the wise for Hope Not Hate and Facebook and all this. Watson is planning to take legal action. He has to. He's doing it with his own money. He's really upset. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, I'll get into this more later, they are openly announcing all over the news. Now what I told you, Kamala Harris said it as well at an NAACP meeting yesterday. She said, we're going to list conservatives and nationalist haters, she says, as terrorists, and we're going to take your Internet ID away. So they're setting up an Internet ID, and then you can have it taken away. And what is Facebook saying? You can't promote Alex Jones, or we'll take your ID away on Facebook. They're getting you ready for it all. And yes, Paul has now tweeted about this interesting message I received from the high-powered law firm in London. If PJW sues, discovery would likely begin with Light, the entry corporation decision, making process that led to the purge, internal standards, emails, meeting notes, presentations, you name it. If it turns out Facebook is banning based on ideology, the entire world would change, which they already are. We already know what's going on internally. Because I happen to have some intel here that ties into intel we already had and why they're trying to race and why they're going as fast as they can to have AI do all the censoring, but humans still have to oversee it because AI can't understand memes. Guess what I have here? I always say I'm going to do something and I don't do it. You guys remind me. Star of the next hour. We'll have Dan Lyman on it. 1:15 from EuropeWars.com, the amazing developments there. I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour. And you're not going to believe it. Well, you are going to believe it. But do you know what's happening to the people that have to censor this show? Can you imagine? I was told this by executives, and then I saw some news admitting it, but not saying my name, and then this obviously breaks it down from PBS. SJWs that are made to watch my show, to monitor it and censor it, upwards of half of them are, quote, becoming programmed and brainwashed and then totally freaking out. And then they are grabbing them in these facilities and taking them to mental institutions. So, big tech is an actual cult, folks. It's SJW cults. Just like Kanye said, I like Trump, they throw him in a mental institution. They're Baker acting people at Facebook and at Twitter and other places that when they tell them I'm a Nazi and then they go watch years of my show, these people can absolutely finally find their soul and go, oh my God, Alex Jones didn't do any of this stuff. And other people they're watching, just like in the lives of others, it's based on a composite for stories where the Stasi guy's spying on people and he watches them commit suicide because of what the party's doing to them. And he watches, you know, women committing suicide. And he watches the party leaders making women have sex with them to have a job. And he just totally freaks out. He can't do it anymore. Well, these people actually are in our private messages. They're on our phones, man. They're reading everything. These are intelligence officers of the big tech. They're watching you in live time. They're doing stuff. The NSA did it. They go to prison like that. And the word is that they then start spying on the employees, monitoring them, and actually have private eyes that spy on them and spy on all their devices. And what do you think happens once they find out they're being spied on? They convert back to Americana just like that, just like Winston, who is the base on the real Orwell in MI6, OSS, at the BBC. And that whole book isn't about the Soviet Union. It's about where he thought England would go in the future under SJW communism. Stay with us as we go inside the Church of Satan. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know what they'll find. It's in their mind. It's what they want to believe. Well, the bottom-feeding, lowest-of-the-low Satanist that worked with Hollywood and the real Satanist to produce Hell Satan got one thing right in their film, and that's when Abraham is going to kill his own son that God gave him to show total and complete loyalty, that it's God that does the killing and God that delivers the vengeance and God that demands blood. But God demands blood of the strong in the battle against evil. And God demands sacrifice, not hedonism, not worship of yourself. And those of you that continue to seek after the empowerment of yourself only will never find God. As the thunderclaps above my head rage to the sky. Those that seek power do not receive real power. Those that seek God find God. And those that do not know God laugh. Because they are fools. Now, I want to be 100% clear. Hail Satan is a masterwork of evil. It is done like it's a joke at first, and funny, and they're just atheists, and this is all silly, and they're just First Amendment advocates that are fighting so hard to make sure these crazy right-wing Christians don't destroy our wonderful pluralistic society that was America, founded by our Christian and theist forebears. And I thought I'd go see it because I was already familiar with the Satanic Temple's activities and the people involved and all of it, and that it was a big Hollywood PR rollout to make Satanism, a modern pop Satanism, a religious organizational system around which they could try to organize now the majority that says they're not religious, but who in their iconography, in their logos, in their action, wear the banner of slaves of Satan. They're not actual Satanists. These are the people that wear the regalia, the saturnalia of blood to be fed to rats. So they are simply the blood enticement at the opening of the gate. They think they're feeding children in. They themselves are fed in. So they're simply the enticement of the chumming of the water. These are all the lowest of the low, no discernment, called by their father, the devil, like moths to a fetid flame. So, pulling back, I knew immediately. I told my wife, I said, I haven't read the synopsis of this film, but I know who the people are. I said, it'll all be how it's a joke, all how they're atheists. It'll be a fundraising movement to launch them nationwide and worldwide as a new system to counter the threat of authoritarian Christianity. They'll also talk about the Satanism craze, is what it really was, and backlash or hysteria of the 1980s. And she's like, oh, no, it's a joke. I heard it's a joke from my friends. And I said, no, it's not a joke. And 5 minutes of the movie, I lean over and I go, see, now, soon they'll tell you, actually, a bunch of us really are into the occult. And you look at these people. They look so damned, so upset, so scared, so weak, so grasping. And it's all SJW, third wave feminism. Babies are bad. Quit putting them on a pedestal. They're pieces of crap. Get in there and kill that baby in the womb. Women, show your real power. Show us who you are. I mean, this is just... for soulless leftists that have 3 or 4 college loans, never got the job they wanted, they're on a bunch of Prozac, they play video games all day, they're freaked out, they're waddling around, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in the spiritual realm, they've been left wide open, and now there's the deception. Come to us. We look like you. We're ugly, we're nerdly, we're obese, we're stupid, we're fake, we're making jokes about it, and then they get you on the line. And they say, actually, this is real. And then, the director converted to Satanism. Oh, I'm sure the director just converted. See, I didn't get a bird's eye view into garden variety Satanists that kill their dog out in the woods on PCP. I mean, I knew about those in the 80s. I knew who was directing it. And, of course, it's come out who was directing it. You know the beatniks and the hippies were all a CIA creation, and they were actually Satanists. They were actually going and doing the real sex orgies and the real events and the real things. And I'm going to just stop right there. But these people would never get within a mile or never know about real Satanism or real Luciferianism. I have seen it. Now, let's continue. What they're really doing is roping in all these people, sucking them in like, this is how we freak out the Christians. This is how we do it. This is how we dress up in costumes. This is how we dress up as actors. We're actors. We're not really believing in Satanism. But then within 10 minutes, they say, it's clear that an actor who isn't really a Satanist can't do this. I've been a Satanist since I was a child. I'll be the leader. And then they even break off, like PETA is the friendly group, like the IRA is the bad group, and then Sinn Féin is the friendly group. Oh, the young woman breaks off to go run the radical underground Satanist terror group that's going to kill Trump, and everyone winks, winks, and oh, you know, the average leftist wouldn't get the esoteric double and triple meanings of it all. It was a glorification of a bunch of demented, weak nerds who've made no real sacrifices in their lives and who are trying to find Satan to give them power from the world system to try to raise money off other nerds who want some operating system. But what it is the fact that the Democratic Party in the last 10 years has gone completely Satanism as their operating system. And if you go to any of their events or any of their operations, this isn't people rebelling, listening to Motley Crue in the 80s. This isn't, people getting off on high energy and rebellion. Just normal human things God gave us as an aspect of who we are. That's God giving us that. These are people who are having all of their energy siphoned off because they believe they're going to get some big Faustian dividend of power if they do it, but they're not. And again, you say, why would they put out, so the old Satanism model, the sexy, beautiful, voluptuous woman to lure in businessmen and powerful people and to really, that's real Satanism. Cults. This is meant to be stunted, dead-eyed, super weak and shown as powerful because they've already gotten the giant masses of leftists to be soulless and have no connection to God. And so they'll never know what hit them when the devil tells you at the start, we don't believe in the devil. We don't believe in God. Get rid of that actor. I do believe in devil. I'm God. And then they show you all of this different vile iconography from real Satanism and real events and real things that go on where people try to shed themselves of their elemental connection to God with these governors God put in us to not want to kill a young baby or not want to kill an innocent person or not want to do horrible things to an innocent person. You do this, ain't mine, and give you over to great delusion so you can now be a vessel. And I look at the people in this film and you can see they're gone. There's no one left there. Lowest of the low. Lowest level. And this is who they will march out against you in the public schools. You think drag queen story time, Rum of the Same People's Bed? They are having Satanism clubs with your children, with them sitting on their laps right now. And that's what the Baphomet statue with the children is all about. Baphomet destroying the next generation, and it's a celebration of the death of children.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imagine America 2019. Theaters all over the country. Mainline theaters at the Alamo Drafthouse here in Austin. Banned, pro-life, unplanned film. Still scored number 5 in the box office, but they helped suppress it and get it out of most theaters. That just came out a few months ago. But the movie Hail Satan, a masterpiece of being boring and stupid and predictable, but that's meant to lure in the pseudo-intellectual to believe they'll be avant-garde if they join what is a real entry-level meth head type system. This is trailer park Satanism with a bunch of pseudo-intellectuals wearing their Antifa shirts, saying their free speech, but viciously going after everybody else's free speech. So I went and saw Hail Satan. And again, they say, you know, we hate babies, we dress up like babies and talk about killing them, we want to get rid of babies. I mean, it's just classic attack the innocent, attack the babies, attack the youth, attack the future. And if you type in Hail Satan into Google and click news, every article is positive with the same headlines. Turns out Satanists are the heroes and Christians are the bad people. Turns out Hail Satan is spreading Satanism across the world and everyone's joining us. It's the biggest thing ever. It's the Democratic Party in Hollywood attempting to launch a giant rollout of Satanism as if they're the good guys and they're the wonderful people. Shows the devil worshippers as good people. Shows them with glowing reviews. Again, why is that important? They have their free speech to say that, but it's not free speech. They have a right. It's all the same talking points. This morning I looked at like 50 articles. I read 4 or 5, and it was all the same. 3 or 4 different headlines. Either turns out you learn the bad guys are Christians, not the Satanists. Turns out that this is spreading across the world. It'll be the new religion. Turns out the left, you know, has become religious and are Satanists. And it's all, again, tongue-in-cheek. Oh, there was the big freak-out of the 1980s about the Satanism invasion. And Geraldo Rivera and all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I was living during that period in one of the wealthiest areas of the country. And wherever you get around wealth, you find Satanism. And the Satanist I knew had private jets and helicopters. And Mark Dice had it happen. They were offering him a national TV show with a member of Motley Crue. The Motley Crue guy wasn't like this. He's actually a pretty good guy. And the major director got Mark Dice in a meeting room and said, you're a Christian, aren't you, Shoal Dice? It's his full name. And he goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, well, we're going to give you this national TV show and all this money, but we want you to renounce Jesus Christ and we want you to worship Lucifer. Mark says, this is a joke. The guy said, no, I want you to pray with me right now. And Mark said, are you just messing with me? He goes, no, I'm serious. You understand that, folks? I have known some of the top Hollywood people out there. Most of them didn't ever want to come on the show. So the ones you know about that have identified with the show is the tip of the iceberg. And they've told me, they said, Alex, they said, you're absolutely right. They said, about half of Hollywood are actual Satanists. And he said it's a way to manage people, a way to hurt people, a way to control people. And it's really bad. And folks, that's why I can tell you Satanism is real, it's big, and it's powerful. And, you know, I've told these stories. I'm not proud of them. But I was growing up in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, I always looked 3 or 4 years older than I was. There's pictures of me online, folks have dug up, and they go, look at Jones when he's 20. No, that's me at 15 in those photos. And I just thought, hey, this is great. This college girl wants to have sex with me, or this senior in high school beauty queen, you know, who lives out at the 20-bedroom mansion with a helicopter pad. Well, after you had sex with him a couple times, you found out that that's not what this is really all about. And they wanted me bad. And again, there's an interdimensional thing. There's a spirit to this. Those folks didn't know. It wasn't because I was good-looking. And I wasn't the only one they were trying to recruit, but they wanted me the most. And that's because the enemy wants to get people while they're young. Why do you think the Baphomet statue shows the children beside Baphomet? This is real. The devil's real. Spirits are real. We only see a very narrow spectrum, but our mind tunes in to all the electromagnetics, all the different dimensions. It's all real. And the globalists know this. You know, I told Joe Rogan, 2 years ago, and then again 2 months ago, I said major universities, and I listed them, have basically what are like astronaut interdimensional programs where they give people via IVs even stronger drugs than ayahuasca and DMT to keep them in the state, and they're mapping these other dimensions and are having meetings with aliens. Now, this is what I know, okay? And I can't get into all the sources and all the things. I've told some of it. Okay, but let me just say, for whatever reason, kind of like Cat's Eye, that movie where the cat keeps seeing things throughout its life. I mean, I've just run into all these things throughout my life. And I remember hearing these things, and then noticed he had on a professor and others a few weeks ago, and they were announcing news articles about major universities are now going to have IV drip DMT. You're going to stay in it for hours, and you're going to map the other dimension, and they have whole bays of people. Up to 50 people usually is the largest group, and they all go and have the same experiences. So they get on the drugs. And then all of a sudden, once they've done it enough and made contact, like a holodeck, the aliens show up. They're there. And they got little horns. They're friendly. They got little horns, though. And they just people say it's like they're out to get us, but they tell us stuff and we learn things and they give us ideas. That's where Silicon Valley came from. That's where it all came from. Just like God said, the devil is a fallen ancient entity imprisoned on this planet and is testing us, and God allows that to happen because we have free will. And the devil knows about a lot of ancient technology that God has built before. We're made in the image of God. And so the devil doesn't even really know how to do it all. The devil comes to us and tells us what's been done before. You're getting the big, deep stuff here, folks. And so, again, these are fallen, failed entities that want to see something superior in God's image destroyed. That's why these poor fools go, I cut myself, I'm totally white, my hair's falling out, I debase myself, I debase others to get closer to my God. Your God's not a God, it's killing you. The real God gave you the planet, your children, sex, enjoyment, food, fighting, loving, dancing, building. We are superior to Satan. Satan's just old. We're babies. So you could have Mike Tyson when he's 3 years old and have some little, 80-pound child molester trip him up and beat him up. But that devil worshiper is not going to be able to beat up Mike Tyson when he's 22. You understand the difference here? So the devil worshipers are real, and they want your soul, and they are absolutely running Silicon Valley, and they're pissed that I know it, and they're pissed it's come out. But I'm telling you, folks, this is real. Now, again, the ones in black that look totally like zombies, they've been sucked. The higher level ones don't look like that. They got tans, they're hanging out, they're having a great time. You understand? It's only the ones that think you look like a vampire, you're all shriveled, you're like, ugh, that's when you're powerful. No, those are people that have had their souls turned over to this and total dominion to be sucked dry. And then they just go around ravenously trying to find innocence to bring back to their masters. They are the Renfields. So you look at them and you laugh at them. And so all the sucked liberals that are desperate and alone and scared, like Facebook admits to try to keep them, and all by themselves, they see a movie glorifying little chicken neck, weird disease, hunchback, meth head looking people. And they think, well, I'm going to be powerful now. They show them the weak wraith, and they go, this is when you're powerful. When you've been totally sucked dry, you'll be powerful. They go, yes, I'll be powerful once I've been totally sucked dry. Understand? But it's all a deception. All a deception. All a deception. We're going to go to break, come back, and I'm going to finish up with this, and I'm going to get into the big news. It's crazy. Wish we get to it. Briefly, haven't plugged the sour. Need to plug. God gave us things like methylcobalamin and the highest quality B12. And it's only in mushrooms, and it's only in, like, whale fat in high levels. And most people can't absorb it, especially Northern Europeans. But if you take our new product, Better Than Secret 12, it's the same thing. Methylcobalamin, twice as strong. I signed a multi-year contract, got a great deal on it. It's now twice as strong, the strongest B12 we even know of out there, pure, highest quality. Methylcobalamin is the best. It's not just highest quality B12 of some type. It's the best of that type of the best. Ultra 12, no reviews yet. Go look at Secret 12, thousands of five-star reviews. Ultra 12, twice as strong, out of the gates. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, take it under the tongue. Because when the caffeine don't work no more, that just stimulates the brain. This is what empowers the whole body in a healthy way. Get the X2 and get a free bottle of X3 as well. That special is about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Everything we do is a win-win. Everything we do is a 360 win. Everything we do is symbiotic. Everything we do is positive towards life. Just like we sell water filters you need that are the best rated out there at the lowest price. Would you fund the info to help others? Well, you get something that helps you. That's God's plan. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.